Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is The Positive Truth. We're trying to spread that positive news to stop the fear, stop the hatred, and bring communities together. Tim, can you tell the story about the Ablela encounter you had when you were running today?
Man, so check this out. I'm running. Every Monday we have our long runs, you know, so we're going out 5 miles, coming back 5 miles. And I had literally about, I want to say a little bit less than a mile to go. I want to say it was probably like 800 meters, about a half a mile. And I see this lady waving and I'm running and I'm just like, okay, maybe she's talking to somebody else. People do stuff in the mornings because, again, it's like we start running at 7:30. So it's probably around 8 o'clock or something, or maybe a little bit later. It's probably more like an hour into it, so closer to nine. And she's waving, so I'm like looking at her arms, and I'm just like, what is going on here? So I started speeding up, thinking she needed me, like it was an emergency. So I'm like turning into like a Power Ranger in my head mentally, you know what I mean? Like, all right, I'm getting ready to do this. So I sped up, and then I realized I started hearing her voice, and she was speaking Spanish, and she was saying, rápido, rápido, vamos, córale, córale, which means, you know, just run faster, run, run. You know, she was cheering me on. And, like, when I got close to her, you know, I smiled, you know, folded my hands and did the whole stay positive, you know, face thing that I do at the end of every live episode. If you guys haven't checked that out, please check those out. Nice little plug there, JP, for you. But, you know, I basically told her thank you, and I kept running. I didn't stop running at all when I ran past her, but she just kept cheering, and so I ran all the way by, and she smiled real big, and it was just, like, one of the nicest things ever. I was like, man, I love my community. When I got done running, I kept thinking that in my head. And it got to the point where I had to make a post about it on Facebook because it was just one of those moments where it's like, yo, I ran 3 minutes faster than I did the week before, which is ridiculous. And she was like super nice about it. I don't know who she is, but thank you.
And this is The Positive Truth because we're bringing that positive energy all the time. Thank you, Tim. Hell of a way to start out. We got 8 positive news stories we're going to share. If you want to support the podcast, please like all our social media accounts below, our Facebook, where we post our videos and positive news stories Monday through Friday, our Instagram, where we post cool pictures of people we're going to interview or interviews are coming out, and Twitter and YouTube, where we post our basically our Monday episodes, the video episodes. Go subscribe there. And the best way you can support the podcast is tell a friend, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. 5-star review with a comment review. I think I just repeated myself. Doesn't matter. Into these positive news stories. Tim, you started off.
Man, it's World Cup time, so you know I'm sticking with the World Cup. But I just found this out, and I thought it was super dope. But this guy by the name of Fabian Delph, he missed England's World Cup round of 16 match against Colombia this past Tuesday whenever they won. He missed it so he could fly home to his pregnant wife, whose baby is due any day now. The reason why I'm talking about it is because, one, it's the World Cup. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. 1.3 billion people watch this. It's ridiculous. This is what this dude does as a profession. This was his hobby, his dream to play in the World Cup one day. And he left. And you know why he left? He said, it's a bit of perspective in life. Everybody says you only get one chance to be in the World Cup. But also, there's only one day in your life where your children are born. So there's some things that are bigger than football. Yeah. I just thought it was like, man, I thought it was amazing. It's like you work so hard to get to somewhere where you wanted to be as a child, and now all of a sudden you find out that there's something more important in life that's even more positive. And it's just beautiful to me, especially just becoming a father. It touched me very, very, in my heart, like as soon as I read it, just touched.
I have nothing to add to that, Tim. I completely agree.
I couldn't add anything else myself, man. I'm just in awe.
Well, I have a positive news story for you, Tim. Who's your favorite rap? Who's the Positive Truth's favorite rapper?
Dude, Chance the Rapper.
The reason Chance the Rapper is our favorite rapper because he does so much in the community. And he's teaming up with Francis and the Lights, Smokey Robinson, Jason Mraz, and Usher to hold a special concert to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Special Olympics. It takes place on July 21st on Chicago's Northerly Island. And all the proceeds will benefit the Special Olympics and Chance's youth empowerment charity called Social Work, which basically gives back to the arts in Chicago public schools. And I think it's awesome. So if you're in the Chicago area or close by, go support on July 21st. Go donate for the Special Olympics.
Man, that sounds like so much fun. One, love the Special Olympics. If you guys haven't watched those specials they've been showing on the Special Olympics on ESPN, oh man, you guys need to check that out. But two,
hold up. I don't have cable. What are you talking about? What is this?
Oh man, so like the Special Olympics in Seattle, I believe it's Nationals. They're actually showing it on ESPN now, man. Like not all the events, but some of the events. Like I know I watched a little bit of the swimming, but they were showing it all on TV. They showed, you know, the history of how the Special Olympics got started, just stories on some of the athletes that are there competing. And it's real dope. And, you know, Edna being a special ed teacher, she's doing student teaching now, being a special ed teacher, she freaking, like, has a special place in her heart for the Special Olympics. She wants to volunteer there, you know, assuming she's done with school officially and stuff. And, like, she wants to do something here locally with the Special Olympics. So to me, I definitely, you know, did a little bit of research on it. And I'm definitely investing some time into the Special Olympics when it comes to educating myself on it. And it was definitely something super amazing that everybody should check out.
Okay, first off, Tim, you're on fire today. Classic episode. Keep it up. Second off, that is awesome. That is so much better in baseball. Just my personal opinion.
Facts.
And lastly, my next positive news story is about John's Crazy Socks. Have you ever heard about this, Tim?
No, not at all. So I like socks.
Oh, man. Socks are the best. I asked for socks for Christmas. Is that real?
So, man, that's like a great gift to ask for. Man, my bad. I know that was like super distracting and I cut you off, but I'm asking for socks next Christmas. I always, when everybody asks, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't need anything.
No. Never go down. Always ask for socks. Oh, it's gotcha. The best. Anyway. John's Crazy Socks is actually a father-son venture. Its co-founder is John Lee Cronin. And his son, John Lee Cronin. John Lee has Down syndrome, right?
Oh, I heard this story. Please go ahead. I love it.
So John had an affinity for crazy socks. And he had an affinity for making people smile. So they were like, all right, let's make socks and demonstrate every day what people with intellectual disabilities can do. And they give back. So basically they make these socks, which are like, it made $1.7 million in revenue in its first year. This is how popular these socks are.
Man.
Which is what John, who has Down syndrome, he creates all the socks. His father does all the retail. And they donate 5% of their earnings to the Special Olympics. And yeah, I think it's awesome.
Dude, that's another great story considering the Special Olympics time right now. Oh, I love it. I actually have heard that story. I saved it on Facebook a long time ago. And yeah, I was going to say, aren't they donating to the Special Olympics? But I was waiting for you to finish. I'm glad you got that in there. That's dope.
So yeah, everything's flowing together. What do you got, Tim?
Man, let me go ahead and jump into this girl with cerebral palsy. So I actually have a friend, which is Edna's cousin, my wife's cousin. His name is Olmedo. He has cerebral palsy. So we've talked about cerebral palsy a little bit on this show before. And actually, I think we have talked about Olmedo. But basically, it's a disorder where you don't have full control of your hands or arms. You may not be able to walk. It's tough. It just affects your muscles in a different way. So people are just born with it, really don't understand why. But people just have to live on with it. And I have a story about this 9-year-old girl who has cerebral palsy. She can't walk. She can't talk. And now, even though she suffers from cerebral palsy, she's being held a hero from saving her baby brother from drowning in the swimming pool.
But how?
Exactly. How is exactly what I asked. I'm like, what are you guys talking about here? So check this out. Her name's Lexi. She was in her backyard. She sees her little brother playing, and she saw her little brother jump into the pool on his own. He's only 1 year old, right? So she did the only thing she could, and she screamed the loudest anybody can possibly scream from what her parents said. They immediately ran into the room because they've never heard her make a noise like that before. And when they ran, they noticed that her little brother wasn't around. So they immediately looked into the pool. Mom jumped in and pulled him out immediately. He coughed up some water and was later taken on to the hospital as a precaution, but everything was okay. But she did this, and now the police department is now basically awarding her. They made an announcement on Twitter, basically congratulating her and gave her a medal for her being a hero, man. She is a monster. Nothing stopped her from saving her little brother. I thought it was pretty dope.
That is pretty dope. I like that, Tim. I'm going to ask what I feel like is the impossible, but you always have these. Do you have a video?
I wish I did. I don't, okay. But I do have a photo of like her sitting down, I believe with the mayor. They took a picture with her parents and her.
Where did this happen at?
Oof, I had it up here. I wanted to say Toronto, but I think that's like two stories I have at another time from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Hmm, nice. I like that story, Tim.
Word.
So we're at the halfway point, so we like to stop, take a second of little audio meditation to basically talk about what we're grateful for. In the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things that are going on. So we ask you to participate where you're listening and just think about things you're grateful for. It'll make your mood so much better. I'm grateful for community because I'm in school and I got an hour of sleep last night and I had two tests in the lab today. And basically the community...
Ouch.
it's all good, Tim. I had a 3-hour nap. I'm good. But the community, in the classroom, between just a couple of people, just encouraging and motivating each other, it's just so positive. Like, I was in a great mood all day today, despite having, no sleep.
Dude, that's dope. I'm glad.
So it's just the positivity in the classroom, in the community. That's what I'm grateful for today, Tim.
Man, I agree with everything you said, especially since, the story at the beginning of the episode, just the positive vibes that people in the community give out to other community members is super dope and special. But I'm going to go a little different than that today since you said community. And I'm going to have to say I am super thankful for the connections I've made throughout my life with random people. I guess I'll go in depth a little bit. I know a lot of people, right? I'm not
4,000 Facebook friends.
Well, I mean,
1,500 Instagram followers. Yes, I noticed him.
I mean, I meet people and I talk. If you're going to talk to me or smile at me, I'll smile back and I'll talk back. I'll be polite, and we'll keep it pushing for sure. And I've noticed I've met a lot of people throughout my life and I've gotten to know a lot of people on a more in-depth level for sure. And I've realized all the love that I've gotten myself in and Edna since we've had Layla. People have came by to visit her, ask for pictures, nice comments on social media, stuff like that. Just people messaging saying, hey, if you need anything, let me know. And I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm super thankful for all the connections I've made over the years for people to, go out of their way just to let me know, hey, if you need anything, I'm here. So yeah, I'm super thankful for connections.
Absolutely, Tim. So, back to the positive news stories.
Yeah.
I got a quick one. Sweden had a goal to reach a renewable energy target by 2030. Their target was, and basically it was 7,500 megawatts of wind capacity by 2030. And they reached it this year. So that's
dope.
Pretty good.
They jumped 2030. Not even 2020 yet.
So shout out to Sweden. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I got a cool one. So the Pittsburgh Police Department found a unique way to connect with what you're very thankful for, the community. and use 4th of July to kick off this thing. So check this out. It took them a couple years to do this, but Operation Copsicle is officially a go.
What? Copsicle?
So the police department, they bought an old ice cream truck, and what they did was they turned it into this Copsicle mobile, and they're handing out free ice cream on 4th of July. It's super dope, man. I got some cool pictures I'm going to share to the Facebook page right now. All different types of kids. Doesn't even matter. They see some kids on the side walking with their parents. They're stopping and they're giving them ice cream. I think it's super dope. Something that seems pretty easy to do. And I'm sure there's plenty of old ice cream vans and trucks around here.
This is reason number.
And start it.
This is reason number 5,000. Well, why 4th of July is the best holiday. Just throwing that out there, Tim.
Man.
But yeah, that's awesome. I don't really do ice cream anymore because, like, milk makes my stomach go blah, 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 blah. But that's awesome. That's awesome. Can you imagine if, like, I remember when I was younger and I could eat ice cream? If someone was offering free ice cream, oh my.
Yeah, you don't turn down free ice cream. Like, maybe for, you know what? Now I understand why our parents are watching us so hard. We would have got kidnapped, man.
Hey, I have free Mexican candy, JP. You want to come get in the car?
And gone. White van, no windows, and we don't care. Oh, we're terrible.
You know, we can't make jokes like this anymore now that you have a kid.
I know. Well, like, I'm starting to realize it. I'm like, yo, I definitely need to watch my daughter a little bit better. I mean, I watch her pretty good. She can't really do much now but sleep. And, like, man, dude, she, like, is starting to talk now. It's so freaking dope. Oh, my bad. Dad moment. Let's keep it pushing.
We appreciate all dad moments. But since you talked about the police, I have a story about firefighters in Florida. They helped save a man who had a heart attack's life. He was laying down in, like, his garden. And basically, his name was Gene Work. He had been installing green pallets in his garden, and he was anxious to get it done quickly for fear of being fined by the homeowners association. That's when he had his heart attack. And basically his wife said that his grass was his biggest stress if he couldn't get it done in time. So the firefighters that picked him up and took him to the hospital to save his life, they all went back and installed all the grass for him for free.
Dude, that's amazing. Oh, I love that positivity. Oh, that's so special. When something like that happens, that's special. That's community right there.
So I'm going to share this eventually on the Facebook page the second I can find it, like the positive news story, because I found the article but not the actual Facebook post. But this was a large garden, Tim. I'm talking it took like 7 firefighters to do this, so he was trying to do it all on his own, so I can understand why he had a heart attack. But awesome Facts. Story.
Man, well, I'm glad he's doing better. I'm happy that those firefighters helped him out as well, because he definitely needs to be at home relaxing.
Yes, sir. What you got, Tim?
Man, I have a cool one, short and quick. So the San Antonio Zoo wants to give Toys R Us's mascot, Jeffrey the Giraffe. I know you remember him. Everybody does. Basically, a new job. You know, obviously, we all know Toys R Us shut down. There's no more stores. Sad face. We all grew up wanting to go there and all that good stuff. And the zoo basically released a new video on Thursday asking the owners of Toys R Us to consider allowing the Giraffe Conservation Foundation to use the beloved mascot to promote protection of the species. I have the video here. I'm going to share it to the Facebook page so you guys can check that out for sure at the Positive Truth Podcast. I'm sure it's in the description somewhere. But basically, yeah, that's it right there. They started a GoFundMe, help San Antonio Zoo save Jeffrey. And yeah, it's pretty dope. I definitely am in support of this. I love giraffes. I think they're cute. So yeah.
Yeah, giraffes are pretty crazy, considering I feel like nothing else on our planet looks like them at all. But let's stay on topic.
Huh. You have me thinking. I'm like, huh, good call there.
And yeah, that's it for our positive news stories. Tim, I actually have a quote.
Oh, snap. Game changer. Go for it.
People were created to be loved. Things were created to be used. The reason why the world is in chaos is because things are being loved and people are being used. John Green.
Bars. I like that.
And hopefully you enjoyed our positive news stories. We'll be back soon with more. And until then, we're out.
Stay positive.